Good day. Good day, dear friend. This is the Sunday morning version of this thing of ours. On the fifth day of May in the year 2024, not in the year of our Lord, not Anno Domini, but Common Era. It is exactly 185 days until the election. Now, I want you to understand this. I don't think people grasp this and what this election in these times mean. So I'm going to speak to you today, not as though you're a child, but as though you've been in a coma. And I'm going to bring you up to speed as though you are not able to, how do I say this? I'm going to speak to you in a way that somebody who has been away for a long time. Does that make any sense to you? Good. That's all. I want you to grasp what is happening here, to grasp the notion of what is happening right now. And I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to step back. I want you to, honest to God, please recognize this. Recognize what we're doing, dear friends. And I want you to put all of your thoughts and preconditions and everything that you thought you knew, I want you to put it aside for a moment. I want you to start afresh, start new. I want you to think about, we're going to give you an enema, a purgative. We're going to clean your head out first. And then we're going to start from scratch. And we're going to go back and we're going to try to figure out a way to explain to you what is happening. Because right now it is so important. Now, there's always a lot of stuff happening, always. But sometimes things are really interesting. And what I am seeing is best exemplified today by what is happening specifically with the right wing, the professional right wing, and how bought and sold these clowns are. And I want to look at somebody, and you might say to yourself, well, is this really this important? Oh, yes. Look what they're doing to Candace Owens. Best example ever. I'm going to be talking about human behavior. We're going to be talking about things, and I want you to take everything you've ever thought about the First Amendment, Israel, Zionism, Gaza, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, whatever it is, as an example of how this blew up. Textbooks are going to look back on what is happening right now. When you buy people's allegiance, when you buy someone's allegiance, buy it. Not their heart, not their mind, when you buy their allegiance, when you buy through, what do you mean buy? Sometimes paying, sometimes contributions, sometimes involving things like, oh, I don't know, elections and the like. You don't have their heart and soul. You can see it with the climate paper. Climate folks don't care. Nobody believes in EV stuff. Nobody. Greta Thunberg. Nobody bought that. Nobody believes this transphobia, this TikTok lunacy and all this. Nobody buys that. And it shows. And it's obvious. And what we're seeing right now is the professional right wing that has completely given in, not to the Jewish lobby, but to the Israeli lobby. And you can tell they've run out of gas. They're all trying to compete with who has pledged more fealty without truly understanding the issues and the undergirdings. And I'm telling you, it's over. And when I say it's over, it's hit a speed bump that's about a mile high. We're going to explain that. But first, dear friends, please let me remind you to be, of course, subscribed. Make sure you hit that little bell so you're aware of what's going on. And make sure you, again, the subscription, because this is something which is absolutely critical. because people have been have found themselves, for some reasons or another, unsubscribed. So let's first listen to this incredible word from our sponsor.
It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. Now, every now and then, something happens where we get the chance to find out who we are. And let me start with this. Everybody join me. Stand up if you'd like. Let me remind you of something. Let me get the flag behind us. Put your hand on the Constitution. Repeat after me. Not the Bible. Constitution. We are not a theocracy here. We are Americans. This is our Bible. This is the Constitution. Remember, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I've never been crazy about that because I pledge allegiance to the Constitution, but we're going to do it anyway. To the flag of the United States of America, not any other country. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not any other country, not any other part of the world, not any faction, not any religion, not any gender, not any sexuality, not any political party. Nothing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Corny, you betcha. Traditional, that's it. And to the republic, not the democracy, not tyranny by the majority, not, what's the expression, two wolves and a sheep debating what's for lunch. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, okay, indivisible, I like that better, with liberty and justice for all. Liberty, freedom, justice, justicia, ego ex illo, unitorum statuum, Americae ac rei publicae, quam designat fidelitatem spondeo, uni nationi sub Deo, indivisibili cum libertate atque justitia omnibus. I mean it. It's not just an expression. It's not, there are very few things that we have a rule book. We don't do it with country music. I pledge allegiance to George Jones. No, it doesn't work like that. You might do it in your own religion. That's fine. But we are a republic, a constitutional republic. And we are only connected spiritually, intellectually, politically to our country. We have allies. Allies are wonderful. If we can help somebody, great. But we normally don't. Next point is there was a difference between the United States government and the United States. The government and us. The government, this government, this iteration, it's a cancer. It is a vile, venal, horribly corrupt, rancid government. And this iteration now has hit a tipping point like you cannot believe. And what used to be called the right wing, remember, everybody on the right used to laugh at the left. You sold your soul to these crazy lunatic Marxist, you love the word Marxist. Marxist, environmental. Oh, you were great with that. Well, certain factions, Turning Point, Charlie Kirk, Fox News, Newsmax, basically went like this.
not all, but said, here, we're going to give you this, and we are going to put Israel first, not America first, Israel, for reasons as the day is long. Some people flat out have conservative organizations, broadcast platforms that are paid from lobbying groups, the same way that there were people that George Soros paid for leftist DAs to come in and contaminate the criminal justice system. The same way that environmental wackos came in and bought and paid for. They created Greta Thunberg. There is nothing that is at all odd or strange about there being an Israeli lobby, not Jewish lobby. And if you want to go into Zionism, okay, but I've been telling you that's a word you don't use in this country, not because it's verboten. Nobody uses it. It just doesn't come up. But if you want to talk about an allegiance to Israel, fine. I don't care. Okay. And you've got these right-wingers who've taken the notion, the party of Ronald Reagan, Nixon. Did you ever hear what Nixon said about Israel or Ronald Reagan? This is like sycophantic. This is boot-licking, lick-spittle. It's like, what are you doing? And I don't have to sit here and say what I believe in. And if people are so, for the longest time, it was the third rail. This third rail, this thing where you just never got near us. Like, wait a minute, what? Let me give you an example of something. What is happening right now to the people of Gaza, Palestinians, is an abomination. It is beyond cruel. And nobody... When you've been pissing and change tunes in midstream, no way. You're going to do everything you can to keep that money coming. Whether it's the environmental, used to be the Second Amendment, used to be the NRA and that kind of thing. Hollywood did this. They said, you notice how Hollywood's so quiet about this? Hey, where's De Niro talking about this? Oh, no. Sit back. During the Vietnam War, the lieutenants, the ones who would get killed, would listen to the sergeants. And the sergeants would walk in, because they knew, and they would go into a village and they say, let's get the hell out of here. Why? We're going to be attacked. Why? He said, because these women who were here left their food, their pots or whatever boiling, and the rice is cooking, and they're gone. There's going to be an attack. They never do this. And there's behaviors certain people do. Certain things are, what's going on here? They would also look for supplies. And they say, this is a VC stronghold. Look at all the rice. Family of two doesn't have this much. I mean, they would point things out. I'm seeing things that, oh, look what's happening. Do you know that during tsunamis, listen to this, during tsunamis, when a tsunami is coming, when a tsunami is coming, do you know that elephants, they say because of the pads of their feet, can feel vibrations. And they can feel the rumblings of things that nobody else, and they will leave. So if you're around Indonesia and you see a bunch of elephants all of a sudden moseying up, pay attention. Watch what's happening. They don't know what to say. Why isn't Hollywood? Where isn't this avowed, this even hardcore Jewish people always said Hollywood and not Israel. This is another thing too. Jews versus Israel. There are people who've had nothing to do with Israel. They're Jews, but I mean, they have theoretically. Where's this 100% support for this? Nowhere. They dragged De Niro out to trash talk Trump. But what's going on here? And you got people like the Charlie Kirks out there and everybody else just absolutely losing their soul. And who did they get? Who did they pull the rug under? Candace Owens. Now, let me say something and make sure you understand something. Candace Owens can say any goddamn thing she wants. Now, granted, she's not being arrested for her thoughts. She's not being thrown into a gulag. She's not, you know, whatever it is. I don't care. She's an American citizen. And if she wants to convert to Catholicism and she wants to put up Christian verse, you can't tell me, oh, that's anti-Semitic. Because let me explain something to you. This, yep, the First Amendment, free exercise clause, and the Establishment Clause. Let's forget about the Establishment Clause, because I think that, for all practical purposes, is dead. Congress shall make no law to affect the free exercise. Now, here's the thing. The people that are limiting her are people in the world of, you know, social media and that sort of thing. That's not really government. Bullshit. Elon Musk figured this out. When the Twitter files. Social media were acting as proxies for the government. Do you understand what's happening? Uh-oh. Look at this. Madam Stamp, yet again, I find myself unsubscribed. Everybody stop right now. Make sure you are subscribed. Do it right now. Thank you, dear heart. Thank you for that. And happy Sunday to you. If Candace Owens wants to quote biblical verse in response to something else, that's her goddamn business. Nobody else is. Can I say goddamn? What is a religion? Is that a pun? I don't mean a pun. Is not. I don't know what that is. This is America. You say anything you want. And don't give me this crap about, well, it's just Dennis Prager or Ben Shapiro. Shut up with that. You know what they are. You know what this is happening. This is the smartest thing. The whole world has been completely bought and sold by every, where have you been? Every private industry, every special interest since the beginning of time has bought everybody off. Does this surprise you? Does this surprise you? Honestly, we've lost our souls. When I look at the horror of what's going on in Gaza, I can't believe it. This has nothing to do with being anti-Semitic. By the way, that word, the metal fatigue, it's gone. It's gone the way of racism. Come up with a new one. That one's over. Do you ever watch a show called America's? I love this show. America's Cooking Laboratory or something. They have had the one guy talk like this. American's Test Kitchen or something like that. There's this one guy. He's really good. He'll talk about, you know, the Maillard. But he has this like this. He talks like this. Well, they're probably going to do the potatoes. Oh, goodness, the mouth. I'm a mouth person. I can't help it. Anyway, but they'll do this one thing. They'll say, let's have the, let's taste the best spaghetti sauces. There is. The best spaghetti sauce, hands down, today, Victoria, the best. Out of Brooklyn, the best. Period. I'm not endorsing them. That's just me telling you. We are in the best. Now, do you ever see when they say this? Try this. And they have a bag on top of it. They go, let's see which was your best and your worst. Well, this one was crummy. Let's see what you take that back. Ooh, that was Hunt's. Okay, that doesn't surprise me. And what was your best? It was always Victoria. Well, that's what's going on. If I said to you, let's talk about this country. This country did this to this people. So far, this country, we have this bag. And this country has killed 35, a nation, state, country, state, whatever you call it. Killed 35,000 people, half of them are children. Displacement, there have been allegations of apartheid, ethnic cleansing, genocide, da 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 da. Well, what would you do? Oh, that's got to be the world's going to stop that out. We're going to stop that out. We're going to do something about this. This is inhumane. This is wrong. This is terrible. Really? Yes. Who is it? Pull the bag off. Israel. What? Wait a minute. On second thought, and that's exactly what it is. People have sold their souls to, I don't know what it is. It's like, what is the matter with you? Can you not chew gum and walk in the same time? I mean, can you? Can you, you know, do this kind of a thing? I mean, can you not do this? Nobody is talking about reliving the Holocaust. Would you please tell Bibi Netanyahu? And do you understand everybody from Nancy Pelosi to Chuck Schumer to Jerry Nadler? They're leaving him. They're like the elephants. Interesting analogy with that of Mr. Nadler. They're leaving. They're realizing this is it. It's done. Meanwhile, the Pragers and the Cooks and the Ben Shapiros, they're standing there saying, go ahead. Listen, we know what's going on. We understand. Look, it's not against the law to be the official spokesperson of a special interest. Get it through your head. This is America. Seriously, when the NRA hired or took Charlton Heston on, I mean, Charlton Heston might agree with this, but come on. Ronald Reagan, GE. I don't understand. Everybody's got, there's nothing wrong with it, but admit it. Now let's talk about Candace Owens. And I pick her because, okay, she's an American citizen. And you don't even understand that you pass a law basically crafted by another country. Listen, you did the same thing and you had the same problem with the UN deciding what is and what isn't effective and what is and isn't permitted regarding, by the way, please, two things. I hate to keep saying, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're subscribed and make sure you like this. Because I'm the voice of reason in this thing. You don't understand this. I am so meat and potatoes, I can maintain complete and total absolute objectivity. I never lose my temper. I never lose my... I understand what Israel is. I understand what they want. Let me tell you what I would want if I think I would want if I was an Israeli citizen. I want greater Israel. I want to own everything. I don't want this two-state bullshit. I want to own everything. Who doesn't want to own everything? I don't understand this. Why does anybody believe, oh, I think we can have a two-state solution? Excuse me, what? Who wants a two-state solution? Name one place on this planet that says, I think that's a great idea. Oh, you want to split it up 50-50? Okay, sure. Where did that come from? Do you really think anybody there? Do you think the Palestinians want a truce? Nobody wants two state. Where did this canard come from? Who wants a two state solution? What are you talking about? Have you heard Ilan Pappe? Oh, you're going to love this one. Ilan Pappe is the Israeli intellectual. Fascinating. He talked about, I listened to the other day, I said, I can't believe I'm even listening to this. He's talking about the de-Zionization of Palestine. It's like, wait a minute, what? They're talking about reversing 1948. I said, you know what? I'm not even involved in that one. Good luck with that. That's beyond my jurisdiction. That's for you to figure out. Are you nuts? This is where it's gone. This started October the 7th. Pry Wacket says, Anti-Semitism Awareness Act makes it anti-Semitic to quote passages where Jews are responsible for the crucifixion. What next? Remove passages? Pry Wacket, thank you. This was the basis and one of the bases of anti-Semitism as it was. You know, someone said, and there's a phrase, in the old days, anti-Semitism was people who didn't like Jews. Today, anti-Semitism in some circles is that people the Jews don't like, which is a completely different thing right now. I've never heard any subject like racism, sexism, that has this third rail. I have never, ever, ever met somebody who is truly anti-Semitic. And I don't want to go through this business about, is it Ashkenaz? You know, the Ashkenazis, they're European. They're not Semitic. Oh, stop it. Don't go there. You want to go into the black? Well, they're not black people. Well, they're really dark brown. And is Obama black? Stop it. We get into this semantic and anti-Semitic lunacy by virtue of trying to parse the words. I've known no one in my life whoever said, I cannot get this Judaism. It's wrong. It's this Abrahamic Talmudic, this and the synagogues and the Rebbes and the Moshiach. And no, it's always Israel or the culture. See, when you talk about things like, you'll see they have when we had, remember the Crown High Triads, they're talking about, oh, those Brooklyn, those Jews. It's the group. The Russians, nobody's after the real, you know, the whole, the czarist Russia. Nobody's after Peter the Great. No, there's nothing to do with that. It doesn't even, nothing. It's bizarre. It has nothing to do with it. We use terms like this. I think maybe in terms of the isms, racism, oh, I've known people who just do not like black people and black people who do not like white people. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, they look at you and they say, that's enough. That might be the purest form of isms, of hate-ism that we can speak of. That might be it. That might certainly be it. But I can tell you right now, I don't know anybody who knows the Jews who know, they don't know a little bit about Christ or whatever. There might have been the word anti-Semitism. That's not it. Because what this is, and I know one of my dear friends who's watching right now, what people are really saying is it's not anti-Semitism that you're talking about, it's anti-Zionism. And this is the word that you just never get. And I always ask friends of mine, and by the way, if you're watching this and you hear me say this, you're going to say, that's why he's asking me. Because I ask people all the time, what's the difference between anti-Zionism? You have no, these are educated people. I was talking to a lawyer the other day who said, couldn't tell you. This is the weirdest thing. There is no subject matter that is divided. For example, racism. There was people say, I don't like black people. Well, Africa is different. Well, the Caribbean, Africa. Well, it's negritude versus blackness versus Africa. There's no compartment. Well, you know, you're a Catholic. It's not so much a Catholic. It's the Christians. It's the Vatican. It's the papacy. Is it the... there are no classifications. Except anti-Semitism, Israel, Zionism. There's like these. And most people are saying no. Their beef is with Israel, not with Jews. No. But if you represent, if I advise a group of people, no, don't separate, don't make this argument to be the argument you have with a country, because Americans are used to that. Don't ever do that. Make it sound like it's a part of hate, this vile hate about a people. Always push anti-Semitism. even though the people who are against Israel are Jews. Not exclusively. I can't believe this. This is the, I mean, you can't believe this. Max Blumenthal. What? Blumenthal. Max Blumenthal. He's a Jew. Aramonte. He's a Jew. Go through this. Go do it. I mean, just for Sachs. And that's the first thing that the Israeli, now the Bibi, and by the way, not everybody in Israel is for Bibi. They want to indict Bibi. This is how fractionalized this is. Do you hear what I'm saying? They want to you've got Nadler, you've got Schumer. They want Bibi out of there. What are they, anti-Semitic? Oh, they're anti-Bibi, anti-Likud, anti-whatever it is. There's more moving parts to this, but that's not going to work. If you run a really good special interest, you're going to say, no, don't complicate it. Make it us versus them, black versus white, good versus evil, anti-Semitic. Stay with that. That's exactly what they're doing. Stand by for a second, my friend. I'm going to catch my breath. This is just, can you see what's happening right now? Okay. Take it easy. Let me stop right now. Let's talk. Let's take a moment to discuss a little bit of this thing called luxuriation, shall we? It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0. My Pillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, six-piece towel sets, four-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel, MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. Now, I sat down with a friend of mine the other day. I spend as little time as I can outside of the home because I'd rather talk to you than the finest people in the world. And I kid, of course, I say that as a joke. And I said, first of all, you need information is nutrition. You're not eating junk food. You're eating cardboard. You're not even, nothing that you're eating is even nutritious because you're being lied to. You're being lied to. The conservative party, the organized conservative party is bought and sold by factions that are, let me tell you something. These people don't give a damn who you are, what the cause is, it's to the highest bidder. In the old days, they were into law enforcement. Okay, that's fine. Does that work for me? Yeah, go. Okay, fine. What else? And then they were into the flag and Ronald Reagan. For the longest time, and you understand this, how this thing works. And this is the hardest thing for people to grasp. But I'm going to tell you. When you have a product, when you have something, you want immediately an idea. When I say McDonald's, when I say the flag, when I say the Beatles, when I say something, anything, the concept, I don't want you to spend any time. I want you to have the right idea, but I want you to think of one thing. So whatever it is, if I'm out there and I'm trying to work for the Republicans or whoever the hell I'm trying to work for, I want them to think one thing. And before, I would have said, just like if I were Bernays, and if I said to you, now listen to me, remember, Israel is a state, a nation state. They have the right to exist. They have the right to defend themselves, and they have the right to benefit from public relations, from image creation, from special interest lobbying. Absolutely. So do we. Every group does. And critical, critical, on September the 11th, 2001, I would have walked into the office of the official, whatever the Israeli lobby is, and said, gentlemen, ladies, this is your day. I'm about to construct something, a vector, a meme, a tropism, that you will, for, well, if you play this the right way, you will benefit and you don't have to do anything. For the first time in the world, in our recent history, Americans are saying Arabs, terrorists, Islam, Muslims, they don't know one from another. Shia, Sunni, they don't know what the hell you're talking about. But now's the time. And I would have done everything, and they did, to say Israel stands with the United States. And they did, but not as much as they should have. I would have said, that's all I want. I would have had the Israeli flag, American flag, to cement the image. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but just remember, Americans are like, I hate to say it. You know how they, you know, the illiteracy rate, they used to, I don't know about now, but in India, whenever they have their Bollywood, their movie posters, there was no writing. It was just pictures. It was the picture, because the pictures were the most, you know, but I would get these images. And I would say, you know, Muslim, jihad, all that. I mean, that's what, oh, that would have been great. And people would say, you know what? And we're the only democracy, whether it's true or not. We're the only democracy in the Middle East, and we've got you at your back, and we're there, and we're your eyes and ears. We'll keep an eye out. Thank you, Israel. Yes, we're you. You're our, remember how we were? Remember this, 2001? Oh, man. Little did you know, little did you remember, that on September 11, 2001, they had a candlelight vigil in Tehran. The Iranians were with us. Putin called up Bush. The world was for us. Oh, no. No, 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 no. This is our thing, and we're going to pick out who our friends are, and we're going to pick out who our enemies are. And at that time, I'll never forget, got into a cab. This is before Uber. There was an Indian, a Sikh. He had the turban and, you know, and he had this stuff. And he said he went to Kinko's or whatever it was called then. And he had this very nice thing printed. It said, I am a Sikh. And I said, what is this? He says, well, I want people to know. I said, no, don't say I'm a Sikh. They're Miss America. They don't know what a Sikh is. Tell them I'm not a Muslim. I'm not an Arab. I'm not a terrorist. Don't kid around with America. Say what you want. He goes, really? I said, yes. They don't understand this. Remember jihad? Jihad, that word, jihad. When I say jihad to you, the actual definition of jihad is not, oh, my God. Jihad is, that's not it. Just a minute. Jihad means a struggle or a fight against the enemies of Islam. The spiritual struggle with oneself against sin. It means from the reliance of the traveler, means to war against non-Muslims who established a religion. Also as a just war, a holy war. And it was this thing, just like the word intifada. Intifada is a halaman, or infitada, as this, did you see this congresswoman? Infitada. It's like a tostada, a tortilla. I don't know what the hell it was. And that means to shake off, like a dog shakes off water, you know, when you get there, when you bathe the dog. We took those words and go, no, we're using those words. We're using it. When I say jihad, that's our word. Intifada, that's what you're calling it, but we're going to change it. Okay, fine. Smart. Go ahead. You create the narrative. And everything was rocking and rolling. I mean, we were going to bomb the living. And I was here, and people were so pissed off. And I don't want to say, remember, not Jewish lobby, Israel lobby. Israel was just so smart because they hear that, remember, we're here for you. We're the good guys. Absolutely. And then they say things like, by the way, say these Palestinians, yeah, Arafat. What? Arafat, 1972. Remember the Olympics? Arafat, bombing, suicide bombers. Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. And they throw people off of, you know, anything you want. They throw people off of gay people and this and that. And there's no queers. There's no queers and gays and all that. And, okay, fine. Is that true? I guess. I don't know what to believe anymore. But whatever. You see how this thing was going on? It was something. I mean, this, let me tell you something. If you ask people, what do you think about Palestine? Well, Palestinians, I don't know. And this is before Zionism and all this stuff. People, Arafat was that scary guy with the keffiyeh, you know, but the glasses and the gun and these, the fatigues and, fatigues don't work. Castro had the fatigues. Military stuff. Idi Amin, Gaddafi. Always have a suit on. Assad, Erdogan. Believe me, I know Americans. I know how they think. Don't give them, just think Bollywood poster. Give them an image. Don't give them too many working parts. Don't. Don't talk. They know people. They know. Then October the 7th. That was their 9/11. That was their D-Day. That was their independence. That was the greatest, not miscalculation, because that implies something which I have no proof of, but nobody with any working neurons believes that the greatest intelligence organization and military system in the world could have been caught that flat-footed when people were saying they were practicing this for 2 years. Okay. So I'll let other people worry about that. Pure speculation, lie hop, my hop, let it happen on purpose, make it happen on purpose. I don't know, but that's over there. But October the 7th changed everything. Change everything. And I will bet you anything that somebody somewhere said, well, folks, this is the watershed moment for Israel. This is where we say the world is on our side. Let's move. Let's do this. Let's make a move. Let's address Gaza, Hamas, everything. Let's go. The world is with us. We've got this one, folks. This is it. And it lasted what? A week? Couple of days? And then it changed. Look at me. Look at me. Everything went. For the first time, people are saying, well, where did Israel come from? And what was this again? I can't believe what I'm hearing. I'm saying, oh my God, they've never asked that ever. People, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to laugh at what I'm saying. Do you know how many people actually, honestly, truly, seriously, just kind of thought that Israel was just always there? Israel was there 75 years. Israel, something with the whatever. You think I'm kidding, don't you? See, you listen to these people. You listen to, you know, Max Blumenthal and this and that and Katie Halper and, you know, they think that everybody knows this stuff. They didn't know anything. Americans didn't know anything about this. They just said, well, when did France start? When did France start? France was always France. No. From the Romans and the Spain and China. And we Americans don't know about history, and Americans don't know geography, and Americans don't know anything. And Americans don't travel, and they don't have passports. They don't know anything about this. Before October the 7th, they thought Israel was just kind of there. And these crazy terrorists, Palestinian Yasser Arafat dudes, are always doing that. And they just, you know, and October the 7th was the worst with GoPros. And I'm not going to go. You do know that there have been major, major claims of dispute as to the official narrative of October the 7th. Spend some time researching that. Spend some time. This will blow your mind. Blow your mind, because the narrative, what, remember the litany of what you heard? It was so horrible. You can't even put it into words. What they did, these people with GoPros, and there were factions that have disputed that. I'll let you research that. That's not my area of expertise. I can merely tell you, but even that narrative has come under attack. Even that narrative. So wait a minute. It's like, wait a minute. The narrative. Remember how in this country people fought like mad whenever you tried to affect the narrative of Pearl Harbor? Did you ever see those? Well, did FDR know about that? What are you getting at? What are you saying? What? You mean to tell me? What are you saying? You think FDR knew about that? And don't even get me going with 9/11. Don't, because most people here, they forgot about that. Two things I know about. Why am I crossing my fingers? Two things. The OJ trial and 9/11. I know all the working parts, all the insides, and believe me when I tell you this. If ever somehow people come along, and if Spielberg or somebody comes along and says, hey, let's get to the bottom of this. And if there is an Oliver Stone for 9/11, just what you thought, it'll make the JFK look like a walk in the park. But that's for a different day. You see, when the official narrative, this is a rule, when the official narrative is destroyed, whatever it is, people go crazy. You ever hear him talk about the official narrative of the Bible, about the Gospels, about Jesus, about what was and wasn't true, whether Jesus had brothers and sisters, whether this was true, whether the notion of Immaculate Conception was really the, anything that... Did George Washington really have wooden teeth? Did he really chop down the apple tree? Mary Lincoln killed Lincoln? You know, it's crazy. But whenever the official narrative, oh my God, people go crazy. And I know this. Two things. Number one, they hate the fact that you're telling them something they don't know. And number two, they hate to feel stupid. When you say, you don't believe that COVID thing, do you? What? Oh, you don't believe that story about, you know, Hitler and Poland. What? What they really object to most is when you make them feel stupid. When you say, you don't believe that, do you? You don't think that. So that's why, and trust me, I'm an expert on this. I know this. My whole life has been dealing with people. Number one, they don't like you making them feel stupid. And number two, they don't like the fact that you've changed, kind of like, hey, by the way, your parents? They weren't. That's not your father. That's your father. It's almost like that. It's like, what? I'm changing your sense of history. Well, then all of a sudden, you get somebody who feels so cocksure, so bulletproof. And when you're so incredibly successful, and you are a Ben Shapiro, you figure nobody would dare take me on. Nobody. Why? I'm Ben Shapiro. I talk fast. And by the way, Candace Owens is that group, and Ben Shapiro, and this guy named Destiny. I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about, but it annoys me. So Ben Shapiro and this Daily Wire, they come along, and all of a sudden, here comes Candace Owens. And anytime somebody speaks for themselves, I don't care what it is. Wait a minute, hold it. Edie says blacks and whites in Baltimore City in the late 60s were similar. Yep. And by the way, thank you, Edie. And we're also going to tell you, let me finish this Candace thing. Candace always comes along and she says all of a sudden, I'm saying whatever I want. And I'm thinking, good for you. I don't even know who you are. Good for you. You know this guy, Nick Fuentes? What? Oh, you're not supposed to like him? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I want to see what he has to say. I don't know who he is. I mean, I know, but I mean, I don't care what he says. He's a raisin. Okay, I want to say. He can't speak yet. I want to hear what he has to say. And Elon Musk, thank you, Elon. Let everybody speak. If you don't like him. Are you kidding me? Nobody told Lori Lightfoot to shut up. She's a racist. And promoted things that were absolutely Miriam Boozer, remember that from DC? Maxine Waters. This is some of the most racist tribe I've ever heard. I don't want to shut them down. So don't tell me somebody's racist. Tell me, oh, you mean the wrong kind of racist. Oh, I see. So Candace Owens comes along, and here she is. First of all, she pisses everybody off because she goes out of her way to say, I'm everything you are not. I'm going to freak you out. I'm going to speak in a particular way in a patois, which will be viewed by some American blacks that I'm somehow distancing myself because I do not speak in a vernacular, in a vocabulary, in a particular style, in a patois that is reminiscent of so does everybody else. But whenever somebody speaks like this, don't think so. I mean, let me explain something to you. The racism that exists among the black community, intra-racial discrimination? Have you ever heard the skin? Have you ever heard about this skin color talk? If I said or you said anything even approaching what is said in casual conversation regarding skin color, you'd be indicted. You'd be indicted. Doesn't matter who. Remember when Condoleezza Rice, who does she come across with that white voice? What about Oprah? Well, it's a different story. Wait a minute. This is lunatic. It's that everybody says, that's not a black person. That's not an American. That's a traitor. That's a Quisling. She's selling out. Why? Because we don't like what she's saying. And Candace Owens rode that to the bank. Oh, you don't like that? Good. Guess what? I'm a Catholic now. You're a what? I'm a Catholic. I'm going to marry a white guy, and I'm going to be a Republican, and conservative, and then just when you think of government, then I'm going to hang around Kanye West and then change my mind and then go to the Kentucky Derby and basically say, screw you, I'll do whatever I want. And that is anybody that's after my soul. Anybody who says, I'm going to do whatever I want. And if you don't like Candace Owens, fine. So here comes Ben Shapiro, schmuck, Daily Wire, schmuck. As they're negotiating with her, this coward, they're basically working on a gag order. Oh, you're done. You're finished. You're through. She now is. She's the luckiest person on the planet. She can do no wrong. She can do no wrong. And then the other day when she said, I have some story about she quoted the Bible in response to something. He is risen. They call that anti-Semitic. The presentation, the publication, the promotion of biblical verse is anti-Semitic. You've got to be kidding me. And America sits around with his thumb up his ass, not doing anything, not caring about what's going on. Are you kidding me? Oh, I mean, I cannot believe what I'm saying. You see this Turning Point USA? Turning Point USA stands with Israel. Wait a minute. Stands with Israel? Okay, well, that's good. What about America?
Well, I don't know about America.
Nobody seems to care about this. I cannot believe what I'm... It's incredible. You've got people who are actually agents of the law, luckless pedestrians. You've got agents of whoever it is, as NYPD people going in and saying, you know, the tenor of the... Excuse me, the what? Are you kidding me? The tenor of what? Oh, no, 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 no. This is no, 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 no. And what's also, let me tell you about Americans in particular, which you probably, I hope you knew this. See, Americans can't think of two things at the same time. This is what Scott Fitzgerald said, which is so important. Number one, if you cannot commandeer a building because you like your... I asked it the other day. Mrs. L and I were in a TJ Maxx. That's a great store. And whenever you see me in a TJ Maxx, you know where I go? Right to the tour. I tell you, look around. I go right to the asshole chairs, they call them, where the other husbands... I go in the home furnishings. I get a nice chair. I listen to my... You enjoy yourself. So I was looking at TJ Maxx. And I thought, what if I decided I'm going to shut this place down and I'm going to say, from the river to the sea. And they say, excuse me, what? Yeah, we're shutting this down. Get out. We're going to board this. Wait a minute. Excuse me, what? This is TJ Maxx. No, you don't understand. Well, that's the same thing I think about. Well, how come you can shut down a college campus? I don't care what you want to say. I think Terry Kath was the greatest guitar player of all time, and I'm going to shut down this poli-sci building and put that up because that's what I think. They say, you're out of your mind. So that's a different issue. Commandeering a place has nothing to do with the particular the sagacity or the truth or the underlying propriety of the idea that you're trying to advance in the first place. Makes sense, right? Yeah. So that has nothing to do with it. Hey, you. Hey, Moondog, yeah, you can't do this. So listen, you want to have the encampment? We'll talk about this. But you're not going to barricade. You're not going to form a fire hazard. You're not going to break windows. And unlike Crystal Ball, bless her heart, she went to it. And so what? They broke a few windows. No, 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 no. You don't break windows. Did the police overreact? Well, if they overreacted, then they sure as hell underreacted when it was Black Lives Matter. George Floyd, they didn't do a goddamn thing. They just sat around and said, well, they're protesting. Yeah, but they're breaking windows. And was this part and parcel of the Israeli lobby? Of course it was. All of a sudden, hedge fund billionaires, and we're worried about Claudine Gay and plagiarism? It's like, can you not see what's going on here? Come on, man. You're losing me with this. You're losing me with this one. So anyway, different plates, different issues, different things happening. But this sniveling coward, this Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, you just handed her. She now has cult. She can do no. Because there are people, all of us, who are saying, you don't know what's going on here. October the 7th. You, and that same thing goes for Charlie Kirk and all that. You know what? Please, I must tell you, if I see Charlie Kirk, I see a picture of him in a, you know, a tweet or something. He was at the Hotel, you know, the Wailing Wall or whatever, with this praying. Okay, fine. I've been there. Okay. But he's trying to say, no, you don't understand. I'm really pro-Israel. No, 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 you don't understand. I make the Israelis look like Palestinians. No. And even within the group, no, Prager, back off. I'm pro-Israel. No, no, you're not. No, you're not. I knew a guy, I'm not going to mention his name. He went like, I mean, he went, he became so, I think he was, he converted to like, not converted to Judaism, but went straight to Orthodox, anyway, which is fine. It's a free country. But some people really want to show you, no, you don't understand. Now, a lot of people watch CPAC. CPAC saying, oh, wait a minute, yeah, hold it. Check the polling on this. What do we do? Hollywood saying, wait a minute, hold it. You don't hear a lot of people saying they might be proclaiming their Jewishness, which is fine. But Israel, and as you would say, the Zionist component of that, because that's affiliation with Israel. You're not seeing this. So CPAC is thinking to themselves, what do we do with this? And then you've got Fox News that's already... Fox News is actually saying, we got to get rid of this anti-Semitism on campus. Excuse me. No, you don't get rid of anti-Semitism on campus. You get rid of violence and you get rid of people who were hurt and harmed. But you can't get rid of racism. Would Sean Hannity go be a part of a statute that said we have to stop racism, and we're going to use as the definition of racism something from the words of Marcus Garvey or something? No. But he wants me to believe that all of a sudden, oh, but anti-Semitism, different story. I say, but that's an ideation. It's an ideology. Oh, that's wrong. Are you kidding me? They don't even know what they have been. They have been so unfettered, so immunized by any sense of reality, because each of them trying to out distance the other. I love this one when they said, well, you know, there's a lot of outside agitators. What about Antifa with BLM? Well, what's an outside agitator? What does that mean? You mean like crisis actors? You mean, oh, don't go there. You see, they don't even know what they're saying because they have been unfettered. They have been bulletproof up till now. They can say whatever they want. That changed all of a sudden. Now people are saying, wait a minute. Go back a little bit. How? What's the Nakba? I said, holy shit. They're asking now. Uh-oh. Americans didn't even know. Let me say this again to you. Americans didn't know anything about Israel. They just thought Israel was just there. It's like, when did Africa become Africa? When did Europe become Europe? They didn't know this. And in the meantime, everybody is saying, you can't pass an anti-Semitic, but the people, and you always realize, not only can, and let me just explain something to you. Not only can Congress, it's not an Israeli lobby thing. These people can be bought off for anything. Anything. If tomorrow, Abu Mazen and the Palestinian Authority says, we're going to change this. It's like, okay. They go to the highest bidder. They don't. Do you think half of these people, seriously, do you think that when Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, sits there and he has this unabiding, uncompromised connection to, as you would say, Zionism or this Israeli, and to blend everything into anti-Semitism? No. But here's the bottom line. Then they went after, they did these little stupid things like Candace Owens, and she's going to play this. And she's going to take, okay, right wing, which I don't want to be a part of, never have. What are you, which side are you on? I don't know about this. Well, which one? Which one? What are you talking about here? And if you don't understand what's happening here, let me say this again to you. It's about Bibi. If they sacrifice Bibi Netanyahu, if they get him out of the way, that will reduce the pressure tremendously. Not altogether, but Bibi's days are numbered. Bibi's days are not. Let me say this again. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, everybody's saying Bibi's got to go. This is the worst. Get out. And he's saying, no, I can't, because he's worried about being indicted himself. And if they invade Rafah, you're going to see a bloodbath, the likes of which you've never even seen. And at that point is you get people, and they're so desperate. They're so desperate for self-preservation. And also they've never known. There's never been any kind of resistance. You should see people now. They're talking about the first intifada. The what? I told you that congresswoman in Fatada, the first, what was that? Lebanon, 82, what? 67, 73, what? Golan Heights, what? PLO, East Jerusalem, what? Settlers, what? Ariel Sharon, what? They had no idea. They were just saying, whatever, that's Israel. I don't know, whatever. Nobody cared. October the 7th, changed everything. I want you to listen to me. Do you see what's happening? How does Trump play? Trump is saying this. Trump's going after Bibi. Now Trump's not, there's one thing about Trump. He's not going to change his mind once. He's not going to do a 180. And it's not about Jared Kushner. I know that's very easy to say. But Trump said specifically, he's been 100% in support of Israel. And that's fine. But he's saying this now. Do you see what's happening? Roel says, World War III, I guess, is real soon. Will Israel soon stop its offensive tactics? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They call it ceasefire. That's not the word. Ceasefire. Wait a minute. Who's fighting back? Well, whatever. The narrative. And here's the best part. Here's the narrative. When all of a sudden the people who've been propped up, the people who have been just sock puppets, who all of a sudden said, by the way, it's off. What? Yeah, we're done. Whoa, wait a minute. What about the support? Now remember, every group supports climate, Hollywood, trans, everybody has Soros, he's been the lobbying, the benefactor of these leftist programs. Okay. Soros sticks with it. But all of a sudden they're gonna say, you know what, we're done. And then the Charlie Kirks and others are going to say, well, what happens now? You're on your own. I'm on my own. Yeah, we're done with this. We're pulling back because it's changed. We're going to take a new tack. You've become almost like a clown. Nobody's believing you. This Candace Owens thing. Candace Owens. See, people don't get it. Candace Owens really, really, really. Look, it takes sometimes people, you know, the whole Rosa Parks thing, certain events, the bus, Edmund Pettus Bridge, Selma, the pictures of the little girl in Vietnam with the napalm, certain events change everything. And she's playing this perfectly. And she's saying, I'm going to do whatever I want. How dare you tell me? And whether you like her or not, it doesn't really matter. But the point is, I'm with her. She's an American citizen. And this guy, Nick Fuentes, I don't even know. But as soon as they say he can't talk. Yeah. Oh, I want to hear what he has to say. Because I've never heard anybody who was told they can't talk that I didn't find interesting. I'm not persuaded, but I'm an adult. You know who else changed everything to? Elon Musk. And let me say this again, my friends. 184 days until the election. 184 days. They can't, you know, all of Biden's committed voters, his delegates are all locked in. He's got to step down. When's he going to do it? When is he going to do it? And watch what happens. Watch what happens to Fox. I don't know if anybody watches. I don't watch Newsmax, so I don't know anything about it. And Fox, I get it on my my YouTube rotation. That's just a joke. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've been doing this. I've been following it. I've been a part of this. I've been since the mid-80s talk radio. And yeah, Israel was not like this. Never. Because it never had the internet. The world. We're finding that America and Europe, it's sort of European leadership. The world is like America, the Fox News, they're in the minority. Do you have any idea of what you're seeing? Do you have any idea of what you're seeing around the world right now? This is let me ask you something. Do you think that Iran is just sitting back and saying, you know? See, a lot of folks are saying, a lot of folks don't know how to read Iran. What are they doing? After Soleimani, and after their consulate was hit in Damascus, did you hear the way that was portrayed? It was a lot of smart people saying they really showed restraint and saying, okay, but they also sent these drones in and caused $4 billion. So they say, I don't know what to believe. But do you know that only in America can somebody say, why did you possibly hit a consulate? How do you explain it? Well, they had military in there. That's what the Iranians said about us in Tehran when they seized the embassy. Remember when we took the hostages? They said the same thing, and they were right. All embassies do. They don't even know history. Listen to me. This organized group of people in the media, social and conventional, called the conservatives, they're done. You see right through them. I don't know what they're talking about. They want to give all of our money to Israel and to who? Zelensky? And they're sitting back and they're saying, these people, they don't stop. Putin said, I'm sitting back. I'm in no hurry. People think that Putin has just sat back. He said, you don't understand. There's still, how many of you still believe this narrative that Putin is trying to take this thing over to reestablish the Soviet Union? Oh, come on. Look. Tell me you understand what I'm saying, and tell me you're going to watch this. Tell me you're going to be a student of this. Tell me you're going to be a student of this. Tell me you're going to say, yes, 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 I'm going to pay attention. I didn't know this before. That's all. That's all. And to Raul Rodriguez and Edie Crowley, bless your soap, your heart. To Pie Wacket and also Madam Stamp, make sure you are subscribed. I want everybody right now to make sure you are subscribed. Because I don't know why, but people are saying, hey, I'm not subscribed anymore. You dig? Okay. Now listen to this one. Mrs. L has the most important message. And here it is right now. This is it right now. Look at this. Says right now, Lynn's Warriors, this is the link. This is the link. Just, I'm going to do it one more time. Just click this and you go right there. All of a sudden, the usual suspects are pretending that all of a sudden they're involved in this. Hey, let's worry about kids. Let's think about the kids. Oprah and others, de que cojones, how they do this. And there is something right now which was so important. And Mrs. L has a brand new video that is up. And there is something which is important. This is called the Sex Trade Survivors Justice and Equality Act. It's called the Equality Act. right now, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, go to Lens Warriors because there is a movement. Mark my words. I'm going to say something to you and you're going to think this guy's lost his mind. Mark my words, mark her words. One day you are going to be seeing children sold in the sex trade industry. Mark my words. This is a movement that is so evil, it's never lost its momentum for a second. It's been exceedingly undercovered or ignored altogether by the left and the right. And it is the most quintessentially evil proposition, it is malum in se, as we say. So there it is. I want you to go right now, Lynn's Warriors, follow her on YouTube. Because there is a war on for our children. So what do you think Hitler cared about the Hitler youth for? Yes, 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 there are people who are trafficking. And by the way, a child trafficker is not a pedophile per se. He's a trafficker. He's a criminal. Slave masters were not racists. They were into bondage and commerce and the subjugation of humans for pecuniary gain and the like. I mean, do you think Pablo Escobar got into the cocaine business because he was a libertarian? No, it's about money. But you have these groups of people who are trying to commandeer the whole industry. And they have a bunch of these lacquered Botox wannabes who all of a sudden say, hey, I'm going to try my thing. I'm going to talk about pedophiles all the time and see if I can get a million followers. Or maybe I can go back to the African Violet Society, see if they'll have me back. Or you have a bunch of these folks in the business who realize their days are numbered and that everybody knows what's happening because people in Hollywood, people around are talking about the subjugation. Remember this quiet on set? Remember that one the other day? Diddy's coming up, Epstein. So what they're being told is all of a sudden change your tune and try to get in the front of the argument so that you can come across as, look at me, I'm fighting for kids. Where the hell have you been? I'll tell you where I've been. I'm feeling the heat. And my lawyer's saying, no, it's a good idea, it'll change. So watch what's happening and know the legit from the insincere. That's all I'm saying, all right? Okay, good. Anyway, dear friends, thank you. Have a great and a glorious day. We'll see you tonight. Follow me right now. Follow, follow, follow. Because this is really, really important stuff. And right now we are looking at, so my God, with the elections, with what's happening in the Middle East, the whole balance of power and this phony baloney, ridiculous lunacy called the conservative. These people have been phony since the beginning. And the bottom line is this, my friend, not money, this. All right, we'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Don't ever change, I mean that sincerely. And until then, remember, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. Ta-ta.